Welcome to this podcast that explores student understanding. I've interviewed two high school honor students, Stephen and Becca. I posed two questions to each of them. The first was on a topic of their choice, just to get them used to the interview process and to relax them. The second question was an identical question that asked, what causes the phases of the moon? The sun regularly illuminates about half the moon's surface. The phases are caused by the moon's orbit around the Earth, and our vantage point of viewing that lit side from wherever we're at on the Earth. This varies from a full moon, where the moon is actually farther away from the sun than the Earth is, and we can view the whole lit surface, to a new moon, which is when the moon's orbit causes it to be closer to the sun than the Earth, and we're seeing the back or unlit side. The phases, which are the waxing and waning, are the periods in between a full and a new moon. Now let's see how Stephen and Becca explain this, starting with Stephen. I have Stephen here, and my question to you, Stephen, is what causes the phases of the moon?
It's the reflection of the light and how it bounces off the moon, and then how we see how some of the moon is lit up, and then how the other part's not lit up.
Okay, so let's assume that ball in over there is the sun.
Okay.
Here's the Earth. Here's the moon. If you're experiencing a new moon, can you kind of show me what position that would be in?
I think it's like this.
Okay, and where would we be on Earth if we were seeing it?
Okay,
so we're looking up. The moon is, you're saying, in relationship
Earth's shadow.
Okay, so where the moon is, would you say, is closer or farther away than the sun?
It's farther away from the sun than us.
So then would a new moon be the same, or how would that differ?
Be the same.
Okay. Same position as where you're at right now with
yeah.
the full moon? Okay. How would that differ from a lunar eclipse? Or does it differ from a lunar eclipse?
A lunar eclipse would be when the shadow of the moon is wherever we are on the Earth. So if we're like right here, then the shadow would be right there.
Okay. So the lunar eclipse, what's it do with the sunlight then?
It blocks out the sun.
Okay.
So we can't see the sun.
So if we have a solar eclipse, how would that differ from a lunar eclipse?
Gosh, I forgot all this. A solar eclipse would be, I don't remember.
Okay. When did you learn the moon phases? Was it about the same time? Or?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the first time I learned the moon phases was like first or second grade.
Hey, Becca, this question, can you explain what causes the phases of the moon?
Yes, I can. The Earth rotates.
Okay.
So
while say that's the Earth.
So while the
wait, okay, that's
so
the
this
moon.
Is my moon, right? So while our Earth is spinning slowly itself, it's also orbiting around this way.
Or orbiting around
the sun.
Okay.
The moon's here, so
yep.
You know, but I mean, if this is us here, you know, the farther you get away from it, you know, the less of it you're gonna see until.
Okay, so let's assume this beach ball over here is the sun.
Right.
This will be the Earth, and your tennis ball will be the moon. Can you kind of explain what would a full moon look like?
Full moon is going to be when you see the full moon. I mean, if this is the moon, you know, you're this little piece right here.
We're standing there on the, okay, on
yeah.
the Earth.
Because that's the thing, is it takes a month for the phases of the moon to elapse. The further you turn away, you know, that's when you're going to wax, and then, you know, as you start to come around again, that's when it's going to wane until you get full.
Okay, but if the Earth's turning on a daily basis, wouldn't that mean the moon would wax and wane in the same day?
But the Earth's not staying in place. The Earth is still moving around the sun.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like you're standing in front of the moon the whole time, because you're still gradually moving away from it.
So you kind of explained a full moon. What, you know what a new moon is? How would that position be?
the opposite of a full moon.
Can you demonstrate it with these balls that we have?
Yeah, see, this is full moon.
Okay. New moon. Just by your expression, I'm just thinking you're questioning yourself maybe a little bit.
It's been a while since I've had, lessons on the moon.
Okay. When did you learn about the moon?
Seventh grade science.
So, what about an eclipse? What about a lunar eclipse?
Do you remember that's when the moon moves in front of the sun? Or wait, lunar and solar. Oh, I thought it was the same thing. I know it has something to do with the moon in front of the sun. Because that's why you see, you can see like the outline of the sun, but you see like...
Okay, and is that a lunar eclipse then that you're describing? Or would that be a solar eclipse?
I'm gonna say it's a lunar, because we're talking about the moon. So okay. It must be when there's a planet in front of the sun, that's a solar eclipse.
My expressions, and again, we can't see that, but it seems like you have a thought. I can't tell from your expression.
I'm trying to find the filing cabinet.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you. In summary, both Stephen and Becca had some basic knowledge and truthful statements on the causes of the phases of the moon. Specifically, that the sunlight reflects off the moon's surface, and the phase that we see is based on our perspective of the lit portion of the moon. Where the facts started to break down in their statements was when we discussed what really caused viewing perspective and the position or orbit of the moon. And we got to statements that were completely false as we started talking about eclipses. Definitely went downhill. I enjoyed using a large beach ball to simulate the sun, a mini volleyball for the earth, and a tennis ball for the moon. And I think it helped Stephen and Becca to have these physical objects to manipulate as they described the answers that they were given. And also, when they weren't sure of the answer, or if they made an incorrect statement, you could tell that they couldn't get the physical ball objects to support their statement. In the beginning of each interview, I thought Stephen and Becca started out with very confident replies, and as the discussions went on, they started to lose confidence, and you could hear that in the way they described their answers, saying, "I think," "I believe," "I'm not sure." Lastly, in asking the questions on when they learned about the moon, I thought it was unusual that Stephen mentioned first grade and Becca seventh grade, even though they're both in the same school district. However, as I look at that, I'm pretty certain that Stephen probably learned basic facts about the moon in first grade, as probably Becca did too, and that it wasn't until seventh grade that they actually started getting into more complex statements and explanations for what causes the moon phase.